This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
All right, welcome back. It's 8:41. Always an exciting, and for me, it can be challenging thing to do, but I love when we get to catch up with Jeff Braven, executive director for the American School for the Deaf in West Hartford. They do just an amazing job. I believe it's the oldest school of its kind in the country. Is that right, Jeff?
That is correct. Yeah, yes, the oldest permanent school for the deaf in the country.
And, you know, and today we also want to welcome in Jesse Stanley. And Jesse, and again, it's an American School for the Deaf, but there's a portion of the population that deals with deafness and with blindness. And Jesse is one of those individuals, and interpreting for him is Tony Bonney. Interpreting for Jeff Braven is Amy Slater. And first of all, Jesse, welcome.
And welcome.
It's good to.
Yeah, this is Jesse. Thank you for having me on the show. Very excited to be here today.
It's great to be with you. You know, I obviously read Helen Keller, and obviously, I don't know what your challenges are with visual. You can't see. You know, I don't know if it's you're legally blind, but you see some shapes and so on. I'm just curious about this. You know, we're trying to bring awareness to deaf blind. The process to getting to the point where now you work at the school, and I don't know if you're an educator, but you're a professional in this world. Just talk a little bit about your childhood and getting to the point where you're, you know, so at the top of your field and being able to communicate and be a leader.
As I was growing up, I actually didn't identify myself as deafblind. I identified more as legally blind and hard of hearing. And then when I moved here to the state of Connecticut, I got involved with the deafblind community and really connected with the community and started to develop my own identity as a deafblind person. I've done a lot of work in advocacy, training, teaching, and presenting workshops. I'm also very involved with the American School for the Deaf, where we have a lot of students that are deafblind and need additional support. And the staff and the teachers need more reinforcement, resources, and support to work with these students as well.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
Making the connections, you know, I feel like maybe there isn't a magical moment where it all comes together, but as you see younger people who deal with these challenges, what's it like when they finally are able to maybe communicate the way they like to or find a group where they feel comfortable? Just talk about, you know, because that's really where the American School for the Deaf, you know, does its magic.
Sure. Finding yourself as a deafblind individual just brings that sense of belonging, of pride, and really finding your true peers. when I was growing up, I didn't have any role models in my life around me that were deafblind like myself. I was the only deafblind person in my school and in my area, which was impactful.
Yeah. I want to bring in Jeff for a second. Always great to catch up with you. And
yes, always. It's great to be here.
And first of all, how's it going? You had a good year? I think we catch up like once or twice a year.
Yeah, it has been a great year. The enrollment has been growing, which is great for the school, and it's making an impact on every student's life, and that's always our goal.
You know, I was fascinated, you know, thinking about all these, everyone's talking about AI this and AI that and technology. Like, is that impacting how you guys are doing your job with people at your school?
AI does impact in a positive way, but also some negative. And we often hear about those negative impacts. AI does make life easier for deaf people. One idea is in emails. When we are creating emails and writing things up, that can work out the grammar and such for us. There's a lot of research that's going on, and AI, as you know, is not always correct, but we're teaching our students how to use that grammar suggestion that it gives in order to make their reading more easy to understand. So it's coming into our everyday lives.
Yeah. I'm still scared of it myself, so I've not engaged that much myself. We're here with Jesse Stanley, who works at the American School for the Deaf, and Jeff Braven, who's the executive director there. I want to get back to Jesse for a second. You know, in terms of society, you talked about the connections you made and role models and the people you serve at the school. What can we, you know, outside of the school do to do a better job with people who deal with deafblind?
Mm-hmm. Anyone can get involved with our community. We provide a lot of different opportunities for training, workshops. So if this is a direction you're interested in, you want some more support, you're always welcome to step into the space. There's a lot of support you can provide as an SSP. This is a sighted service provider, someone that can help a deafblind individual with their errands, driving, and that's an opportunity to really engage with the community and learn about us. You can eventually become an interpreter or take ASL classes and jump into an interpreter training program. There's a lot of avenues, many different ways to get involved and support the deafblind community.
So we need to take a quick break, and then we'll have a couple more minutes. We're talking with Jesse Stanley, who works at the American School for the Deaf, and Jeff Braven, who's the executive director. It is 8:47. We continue with Jeff Braven, the executive director at the American School for the Deaf, and Jesse Stanley, who works there, who is deafblind. And, Jeff, I wanted to bring you back in for a second here, because serving the deafblind community, obviously it's a different set of academic components. What is the school doing to support this slice of your community?
While we have served deaf students for over 200 years, we've also served deafblind students. But there's a lack of awareness, and sometimes it's hard to know what the deafblind community needs. So we try to bring in all the resources for the school. Fortunately, the state has an advisory board for deaf, deafblind, and hard of hearing that brings professionals in to think about and talk about how to do the right things. We also have role models on our staff, like Jesse, who is there with the kids every day, and which is a huge benefit to our students. We have a population of about 15, 16 deafblind students. And we are also always looking at what the best means of communication access is for them, and through that, the education to help them grow into the community.
Jesse, how's Jeff doing here?
Jeff nailed it on the head. That's right.
Maybe he had to say that.
Good thing, huh?
But did you talk about the report that's coming out? Did you touch on that?
Oh, right. Part of the American strategic plan is to in supporting our deaf community. Last time I talked with you, we talked about the program about lost in translation and finding out the needs of the deaf community in the medical field. Now we've gotten some other monies to focus in on the deafblind community and raise awareness on what it is that they are looking for. So this assessment of the deafblind community will come out in January. That's a report that's done by Innovy, and hopefully that will help the state really look at the needs and the means of the state support. The community is small, but the support would allow for them to be an equal part of our community and to manage their lives in the same way that we do ours.
Great. That's Jeff Braven, Executive Director of the American School for the Deaf, and Jesse Stanley. And I want to bring Jesse in. Like, again, you know, we talked a little bit during the break. You know, what are some of the misperceptions people have about the deafblind community?
Yes, that's a very good question. Oftentimes people think that the word deafblind connotates someone that is completely blind and completely deaf, no vision, no hearing. And this is a frustrating misconception. Only about 1% of the deafblind population is fully deaf and fully blind and has no vision and no hearing. Most deafblind individuals are on a spectrum of sensory loss. They can range from blurry vision to tunnel vision and not being able to see their peripherals, all the way to being fully blind. And similarly, with their deafness, they can be hard of hearing, where they can detect and understand some speech. They can be more hard of hearing, where they can just only detect and not understand. And then all the way on the other end of the spectrum, completely deaf. And so, again, the community is just so diverse. Some individuals can hear enough to speak for themselves. Some prefer to only use sign language. Some prefer to use tactile sign language. Some prefer to use pro-tactile. And so it's a very diverse community, and I want to emphasize it.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a really important point because, I mean, I think myself, until you pointed out, I might sort of lump it into one, and my mental perception would be, you know, can't hear, can't see, and I wouldn't necessarily factor in that continuum. So I think that's an important point. How important, you know, Jesse, is a school like, I mean, American School for the Deaf is right in our backyard in West Hartford. I mean, how impactful, as you see students come through, is it for, and again, you can speak in general, but you can also speak, you know, for the community you're representing today, which is deafblind.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The American School for the Deaf has a very long history of supporting the deafblind community. It was founded in 1817 as the very first deaf school in the country. And our very first deafblind student that enrolled was in 1825. It was a girl by the name of Julia Brace. And since she enrolled, we've had a large number of deafblind students enroll. Now, fast forwarding to 2025, the deafblind community has grown. We've actualized, and we have about 15 to 16 students currently at the American School for the Deaf, in addition to deafblind staff, and we are all there to create the support that's needed. We ensure that the staff working with deafblind students have the appropriate training and know how to work with the students, how to adapt workload and classroom routines appropriately. We want the students to feel respected in their own culture, and we want them to feel that they are valued as a part of the school community.
What Jesse, what do you do at the school?
In my role, I work as a teacher's aide, a paraprofessional, and so I work with specifically a group of deafblind students in high school. I support them, provide resources. If the teacher's unsure what to do with them, they can come to me as an expert and as an individual in the community.
Awesome. Jesse Stanley works at the American School for the Deaf, and Jeff Braven, the executive director. Jeff, real quick, I don't want to get political, but I didn't know. I think this was what came up during the break. There's no longer any sign language interpretation at news conferences at the White House. Is that true? I didn't know that.
Yes, the White House has decided to take out the use of interpreting at the White House. You might remember that two and a half years ago, the National Association of the Deaf had brought a lawsuit against the White House to ensure communication for all of the Americans in all of the press conferences and whatnot. So currently, the president has decided to ban interpreting during those events, and so there is an open controversy. Some people think that the captions are sufficient, but not everyone has a level of reading that can follow along with those captions at
so
the speed
you think
that
they should
do.
Be there. You think it should okay. be there.
Absolutely. Be there. Okay. Yes, the interpreting should be available to everyone for the population who relies on ASL as their primary language and people who would benefit from the clarity of direct understanding as to what's going on.
You know, not to be flippant, we have a short amount of time here. You know, sometimes we've seen interpreters that are very flamboyant and, you know, I always try to figure out what's official language and not. And is all of that official language, even when they're doing it in a really flamboyant way?
Well, I think that we have to view interpreters as a whole profession. So they would need to hire certified and qualified interpreters. There across the U.S., there are a number of ways of finding that. And once you find someone who is well qualified, then you'll have less of a difficulty. Now, for deaf and deafblind folks, they also have what's called pro-tactile interpreting, which is what if your listeners could see what was going on here.
Oh yeah, with Tony making certain he'll touch his shoulder in a way when the door was heavy. He let him know the door was heavy by pulling his shoulder down. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. So that's a new tactile information. Yeah. Means that deafblind people can better understand the environment. And I don't want to speak for Jesse on that, so I'd like for Jesse to have the opportunity
We're tight on time, Jesse. We got to go, unfortunately. Jesse Stanley, thanks for bringing some attention. I learned a lot about some things today that I didn't know previously, and I'm not saying that flippantly. So I appreciate Jesse's input. And of course, it's always great to catch up with you, Jeff. We appreciate you so much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.